Forever Dog. I'm one of those teachers from Charlie Brown.
It was actually a muted trombone.
We should do a whole episode that's just that. I think it would get old really fast, Dipper's like,
yes, you're surely going to lose the queerty over this.
February 24th. Stream
it, toots.
Queertacious.
Thank you to everyone who voted. We appreciate you so much. But let's do the intro. Okay. Welcome back for yet another steaming. Piping, scolding, serving of
hot goss.
This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. Ooh. Now let's get into some
hot goss.
Ding, dang, dong. Sing song. Ding,
wait,
dang, dong.
I think, did you say ding, dang, dong? I think it's bing, bang, bong first. You may want to go to lyrics.com. Yeah, bing,
honey,
bang, ding, dang.
Honey, I don't know the words. I just know the phenomenon.
It's BSD. Bing, bang, bong, sing, sang, song, ding, dang, dong.
Okay. All right. I did see. I'm not off book. I'm the fashion queen. Oh,
did you see? She was feeling a certain kind of way about being compared to Adore Delano. She said, "If one more person calls me Adore Delano, I'm going to block you," or something like that. And Adore was like, "I can think of worse things to be called." And then she wrote, "It's the lowercase Adore Delano for me."
Damn.
Yeah.
No, I mean that would be a great. I haven't really thought that about Ahura. I do think, you know who gives deep Adore Delano vibes though? Is
who?
Priyanka. And getting to do the game shows with her and stuff, I was very like, oh my gosh, she very gives me like Adore Delano energy.
I think one day someone will invent a way that we can talk about a queen without comparing her to another. But right now, it's just not possible.
The technology does not exist at this time. But you know what? One day there will be flying cars, and one day there will be a way.
Yeah,
to,
it's in development. We're thinking. How's the Gossingtons this week? Is it hot?
Oh my gosh, so Tepid? Scalding! I burnt my fingertips off, so I can go on a cross-country crime spree now, and I will never be caught.
Maybe Tamron Hall will interview you, because she likes to interview bad men. Yeah, she said, we interview bad people. We do not give them a platform. We do not give them a chance to promote. We do not let them talk about podcasts or whatever else. Did you see the interview? I haven't watched it. I don't have cable yet.
I did. I had seen Tamron on like, you know, TV bumpers and like commercials and stuff, but I have never watched her show. But I watched the episode, and Tamron Hall's a boss and fierce, and I loved her, you know, explanation as to why this was even happening. And I think she really held Cherry Pie's feet to the fire. And I, you know, at the end of it, I was like, why did Cherry do this interview?
They apparently thought this would blow over and let's get her on the apology train or whatever. I read some stuff that Tamron was real careful about, like not letting Cherry redact a pie, like go so far into like her apologies and her atonement, and just like keeping it factual and like talking. And it's very rare that I guess you get a sexual predator like this, or someone that is this twisted in the head, that freely admits to everything that they did because they've been caught so red-handed. Right. So I think it was a good piece of TV to have on. I wish I had a TV to watch it. But I'm guessing I'll be able to catch the highlights somewhere.
I mean, there aren't really any highlights. The highlight
was... What hair did she wear?
She did not appear in drag.
She didn't even get up in it?
Which part of me thought that she might, only because all the promos for it were huge glossy pictures of her in drag. Even
Florence
the clip
DeLee
package
is gonna be pissed.
Her. Right. So, but it also, I don't know. I mean, how would that have been appropriate? I don't think it was appropriate, period. But the best part was before the interview even happened, and Tamron talked about all the letters that she got, and she said, you know what? Don't assume that I don't know what I'm doing here. I've been a news reporter for 30 years. Sometimes bad people get interviewed, and we're going to do what we do on this show always, is we're going to talk about it, and we don't give away free passes, and we're not giving away a platform, and she's not promoting a book by doing this appearance. So I thought that was the most compelling part of the whole thing, was Tamron's perspective on it. The interview itself, I mean, it was like Sherry kept looking down at like a statement, and I don't know. I mean, it was just like, why? What is the point of this?
Is it to poise
her for a comeback? Is that what you're suggesting?
Plenty of bad people have done terrible things and they're still in a position to receive passes. I was watching Dita Ritz's story and she said if this was a non-white queen, there's no way that she would be on her little atonement tour. And I kind of agree that white people are given more free passes. I've had, you know, honey, I have a stamp on my wrist for ins and outs for free passes. I've done so much shit and people keep forgiving me, thankfully, but never anything as bad as Sherry.
Do you have your wristband?
No, it's a blacklight stamp.
Oh, okay. Yes. I can tell that you spit on your friend's wrist and just rubbed it onto your wrist. I can tell.
No, you know I'm not a spitter. How dare you?
Now, are you listening to the Moguls of Media Media Network?
You know I am. I'm a Mogul of Media Network listener. The podcastresses from Very That I listen to all of the time, especially the new Shemada Girls moments with the girls doing Raja Through the Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And also Shemada Girls at Peanuts Club 7969.
Yeah.
I'm loving Very That. And I've been experimenting with the Chop also.
Oh, chop it up.
So many international sister guests on the Chop. We've had Cheryl Hole.
Truly, yes. Mm-hmm.
The Priyankas, Brooklyn Heights, Chop Chop Chop, Blue Hydrangeas, all the girls. And it's nice to have a new podcast to listen to every day because I've been in drag almost every day this week. I'm about to get in drag after this. Well, I already am in drag. That was a slip of the tongue because we're always in full drag.
Oh, exactly. Yes, of course. You mean you're just like glamming up. You might add a little more glitter to the eye just for the next appointment is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to put on a Mitzi. And then
Yeah.
A couple of space buns.
Oh.
And
like Meghan McCain.
Oh, did Meghan McCain have space buns?
She did. She recently wore I will say her glam team is her glam is going ham this season on The View. She just came back from maternity leave. She was gone a very long time. She gave birth to a baby. She had some time with the baby, and now she's back. And her glam team, I think she just said to them, gays, fag me out now. And it's always a glitter lid. The hair is always different. She's doing space buns. Today she had like WAP hair, like from the music video, the Meg Thee Stallion music video. Her glam team is working in overdrive right now. And
that's hot goss.
I'm here for it. Also on the Mom Network, we have Dipper and Meatball continuing to spiral on Sloppy Seconds every Tuesday and Friday. They recently spoke to a tantric sex teacher about how to avoid death grip during masturbation. So this is really educational. That's on Sloppy Seconds podcast. And you can, we're filling your ears all week with delicious, delightful tidbits.
So many tidbits.
Yeah.
We should get Tammy up in here.
Tammy Tidbits.
Throwback.
Tammy Brown.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break?
Sure,
and,
I just did, but I'll take another.
You need to put a little more glitter up in that eye, girl.
Honey, you need to talk to that Wi-Fi. Are you doing Elsa? Because you're frozen.
Girl, I'm joking. I'm just joking,
You
mama.
Didn't say JK.
You didn't have that moment, though. Okay, we'll be right back.
You didn't have that moment.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
We're back.
More hot goss.
I have.
Too darn goss.
Too darn goss. Too darn goss. The goss too hot. I like to goss with my sisters tonight.
If you don't hear what you want out here, then you should turn off your ear pods.
I heard through the grapevines 5678 grapevine that the drag queen of the year pageant competition contest pageant extraordinaire event will be happening on March 7th on the World Wide Web. I know
That's
this because I marked my calendar because I am a judge.
Yes, you'll be judging. We'll be doing a drug test beforehand to make sure that you know all the judges
are. Well, I have a poppy seed bagel every morning, darling. I don't know what you're trying. I don't know what you're angling at.
A poppy seed. Honey, I eat poppy seeds for breakfast. I also I put poppy seed butter on my poppy seed bagel. So I don't know. I mean, the numbers are out of whack.
Mm-hmm. You can't trust
it.
Poppy Montgomery.
You can't.
Without a trace. You won't find a trace. Is it true? I've heard this as a rumor on the streets. Some of the girls have been talking about it. Everything must be zebra print.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
You switched year it up.
One, we switched it up. Year one, we did Everything Must Be Leopard Print. This year, we're doing Everything Must Be Zebra Print. Zebra what Messing, privilege. Zebra Winger, Zebra Cox. They will all be honorary attendees.
Zebra but Joe Pal.
Everything is going to be zebra print. The divas, the contestants are all doing presentation in zebra print, which we're really excited about. It's happening online worldwide March 7th, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time.
I have a question. How do you know if it's not tiger in black and white or zebra?
Well, I mean, you're a judge, so you're going to have to really get in there. The thing is, it really is, the question is, like, is it going to be easier for the contestants because it's video submissions, or is it going to be harder because the camera's getting all up in every crevice and cranny?
I don't know, but are you going to wear RuPaul's Met Gala suit? Little Miss Fruit Stripe Zebra? Is that why you're trying to do zebra?
Oh, that's a good idea. I need to text George and see if he can send that to me.
Definitely. It's hand wash only, you know.
Oh, darn.
I mean, you could
hold on.
Do a cute...
I need to go. Oh, shit. I need to go stop the washer.
I think you could do a cute little, like, for the boys blazer only look with that top of her jacket, like the zebra with the hair, and Dallas could whip that up. And
such a good idea. I mean, you never know what I'll be wearing. That is to say, I don't know what I'm wearing yet, but we will get there. We'll get there. So wait, there's some political stuff going on, and we do like to dip our toes into well, okay, you can get tickets for the Drag Queen of the Year pageant competition award contest competition using the link in my bio or on Sessions Live, and they're an amazing streaming platform, so it's
Mary Todd Lincoln
really
bio
nice.
For sure. There is the political news that was aforementioned just seconds ago. Trump was acquitted after his second impeachment. He's the only president to be ever impeached twice. He's still able
Breaking
to run
records.
For he's still able to run for office again, so that means they didn't do that 14th Amendment thing on him, I guess. But just because he lost the election doesn't mean that the government has fully shifted. There are still so many old white men desperately holding on to power, and they can't even vote to convict Trump for what he did. I mean, changing the way the American government works is going to be a long game for our generation, I feel like. There were 7 Republicans that voted to get him out, so if you're listening from other parts of the world and you want to hear how fucked up we are, there you go. All the people that voted to not impeach him were white, other than one guy from South Carolina. And I can't say much of that, but I know that Trump is going to try to get the 7 people that did vote for his censure, I guess, to be removed from the party, and he's going to campaign against them and stuff. Most of them aren't up for re-election until 2026, though, and only a couple of them are. So, like, I don't understand why he would put so much effort into, like, this negative space.
Well, you know why. I mean, that's what he does. That's his life, his bread and butter.
Yeah, but doesn't he want to enjoy his life before he goes to jail? Because I feel like he's going to go to jail for something. Oof. Taxes,
Ooh,
you know.
I hope so.
Me
Ooh,
too.
I hope so. I can't wait for that day. And I'd like to talk about something else going on. There is extreme weather going on across the whole ass U.S. President Biden has declared a state of emergency. Winter weather is wreaking havoc, with forecasts predicting more ice and low temperatures ahead in the most affected states. Winter weather alerts extend from Texas to New England. This is wild. Everything is fucked because of the weather right now. My brother is driving across the country. And he got into some crazy ice storms in Texas and got they had to like stop. They had to stop on the side of the road and like basically wait it out overnight. So it's like, it's really, really bad. I've seen the things of like, there's lines outside of grocery stores that go on for miles because, and they're only allowing people to get 15 items or less at the grocery store because they're running out of stuff. There's rolling blackouts because the power isn't enough power to keep everything going. This is really, really crazy. Extreme weather is a part of global warming. And you might say, oh, well, it's cold, so that means it's global cooling. But like, it's cold in places that don't normally deal with this sort of thing. So this is global warming. Climate change is real. Fuck. I think Willem's internet, like the electricity in Texas, is having issues. So we are going to be right back. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. We are back. Willem, how's the Wi-Fi?
Girl, we are not back. We are Gap.
How's the Wi-Fi? You know, every now and then, we do enjoy doing a tip spot with one of our sisters. We like to invite one of our sisters just to show up. We don't have the budget to pay the girls, but we do allow them to keep their tips. Well, we pool the tips, but it is a tip spot.
Yeah, Showcast budget is very tight right now.
Very tight. And competitive. So,
yeah.
This is a great opportunity. It's great exposure.
And some of the tip spot girls haven't been remembering to tip the spotlight guy. And, you know, Meatball works on those tips. So please get up there. It's hot. You can't miss her.
We'll talk about drink tickets. I mean, these are for well, these are not for premium, but we're working on getting those drink tickets for our tip spot guest of the week. The one and only, the outstanding, the most famous person from Ramsur, North Carolina, the gorgeous, the talented, the beautiful, the effervescent, the one and only,
Heidi M. Closet.
Strike it up!
How are you doing?
I'm so good, just living life to the fullest, you know. I'm just trying to get away, please, from everybody in quarantine and safety, and hopefully get this COVID-19 kicked to the curbs real soon. So, you know, just living life.
Mm-hmm. That's full tea. And I mean, there are congratulations, Honora, because if you haven't seen the music video that is sweeping the world at the moment, it's Gap.
Yes!
Gap. Mm. The new song and the new video by Heidi and Closet just came out this week. Congratulations. It's so good.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited that it's being so well received. I never really guessed it'd been so well received when I think it was back in November. I was sitting in Willem's studio brainstorming with her about the whole concept of it. And here we are a couple months later. I'm so, so elated that everyone's liking it so far, so I'm really excited.
Girl, dreams coming true. You move to LA and you start talking about stuff and then writing stuff and recording. It's what we do here, honey. And you're an LA girl now. How's your first LA winter?
It's not as cold as what it would have been back at home. Like, instead of wearing like four big coats, three pair of pants, and boots up to my my kneecaps.
You're gonna do a reveal, huh?
All the reveals. I'm always ready for a reveal. I love a reveal moment. But I mean, it's definitely cooler than when I first got here in August. But yeah, it's still, it feels good. I'm still walking around in shorts and everyone else is walking around in sweatpants. They're looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, this is not cold.
It's true. It's true. I'm from Pennsylvania and like living in Los Angeles has made me such a wimp when it comes to the weather. I'm like, it's freezing, you guys. It went below 60, you guys. There are so many cameos. It's this video, literally watch it. It's called Gap. It's a who's who of drag gorgeous divas.
We got Widow Von Du, yeah. Jada, mm-hmm. Essence mm-hmm. Hall, Aurora mm-hmm. Sexton, Priyanka, mm-hmm. Brooklyn, Manila, Sasha Colby. Honey, all them kings, queens up in there.
Has a lot of great people in it. I was so blessed and highly favored.
What was craft so services?
We had pizza. We had pizza. It was lovely, yeah. Lovely pizza. Different kinds pleaser. Of pizza. You know, I love a good crafts table. It's where I make my best of friends at, because that's just where I spend most of my time at. As you can see, throughout quarantine, I put on a couple weights.
That ain't nothing compared to the girl that did her pop-up on the Tamron Hall show. Quarantine is nothing kind to her either.
Never mind.
She shared cake now.
So wait, that was Brooklyn Heights in the video, because I was like, who is this in the
leopard
chair?
Lady?
Very stoic. She was very stoic when she was walking up the staircase, just chiseled face and just.
She can't move her face anymore. We all know this.
Did she get like something done to her head?
She looks fantastic. To her head.
Unequivocally.
If we don't need it, we can cut this out if this is too secret. But she looks, I didn't know who she was at first, but I thought it was Brooklyn based on my own.
Brooklyn's deductive. Always been at the forefront of drag trends, like lace front eyebrows. She's mm-hmm. been doing tapes for a while. So the fact that her face is ever changing and evolving is not surprising at all.
Very true.
I don't think she would go so far as to use an injectable. That's rash. And I don't think any of us would do that for our careers. Just to do drag and injectable? Mm-mm, not us.
Not on this good Christian day.
No.
Heidi, you haven't done any of that, have you? I mean,
no,
you look...
I have not, actually. I've been thinking about maybe getting a little bit of Botox in my forehead so I don't get wrinkles there. But really, that's the only thing I'm thinking about maybe even doing, because I like me how I is, so.
I do, too.
How's the laser hair removal going, though?
Oh, it's going so good. It's so nice that when I go to shave, I say, done. It's so nice. It's like 3 swipes and I'm done. It's amazing.
You did it on your face?
Yes, and on Susan. I'm joking. I didn't do it on Susan. I didn't do it on Susan.
Sweet Susan shaved?
And sometimes. It depends. Well, it's cold right now, so not right now. But
Sheared Susan.
You know, do y'all name your body parts? Okay, so I do. The front is Penelope.
Oh, okay.
The back is Susan.
Okay.
Susan sphincter, Penelope penis.
And then I have the Knights of the Round Table, which are my nipples.
Oh, okay. Oh. I love.
And then my taint is Ryan. And then the twins are Tia and Tamara.
Oh, yes.
Never sister, knew how sister. Much I missed you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So wait, Willem recently painted you for YouTube, but I want to know behind the scenes, how was the experience?
How was the mug?
Oh my God, the mug was stamped. It was such a good time. The only thing was it took us forever because we would keep getting sidetracked talking about like all kinds of nonsense. At one point we were like scrolling down people's OnlyFans.
That's a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was some like, hole.
There was. But yeah, it was amazing. Oh my God. And she put me in that Mugler. I was like, I feel Mugler, rich. Yeah. And she put me in the Louboutins. Look, I can say it right. Louboutins.
Atta girl. Those flashcards are paying off.
I'm learning. But it was so much fun working with Willem. It was a lot of fun. And I finally realized how to apply color underneath the eye for it to show up. So it was a really good learning experience.
Oh, you've been using that? Work.
Yes.
So wait, what is the trick? I watched the video, but it was a long time ago.
Using Clown White as like a base or like a primer.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah,
so the colors show up better. Heidi, do you remember the last song that you performed on a stage? Like before all this quarantine and stuff, what was your last gig?
The one before quarantine was, I think I was actually in LA at Mickey's, and it was for a viewing party for the second episode of RuPaul's Drag Race season 12. And it was, what was it? Was it Once Upon a Time Not Long Ago I Was a Hoe?
And you're admitting it?
And I won't take it back. Cause I
did this shit.
And I think that was it. I feel like that was it. I think that was the song, and it was at Mickey's here in LA. Yeah.
Memories. So wait, speaking of Drag Race, have you been watching season 13?
I have, and I'm actually really excited to be watching. And it's a good season so far. I mean, it's no season 12, but
Of course.
I think that's how most queens are. They always think their season is the best season. But it's like, it's no season 12, but it's a really good season.
It's a really nice try. No, it is a really fun season. I mean, it's so hard to compare because, it's sort of like the seasons of the corona, right? Because, I mean, season 12 happened right before and kind of during the beginning, and then we have this one which they filmed under the shadow of corona. So do you feel bonded to the season 13 girls because of
I feel bondage.
That's Sloppy Seconds podcast.
It's been a while. I feel like it's definitely something that we will be looking back at and be like, wow, we did that during this time frame. Be like, oof, we made it through. So definitely I do feel like a connection with them because this is a very unique experience that only so far, dear Lord, please don't let this still be happening during another season. But this is just something that only our seasons can relate to because it happened during our time in the on the shows and stuff. So I do feel a connection with them. I'm like, oh, poor girls. Us too.
I mean, y'all got all stars. Don't worry.
Hopefully.
Who do you think is going to win Miss Congeniality? Because you are a current reigning Miss Congen.
I talked to the producers. But I told them that.
What do you mean?
I talked to the producers. I'm like, I don't think any of them are as congenial as I. So I just feel like I should hold on to it for another year.
Okay.
I mean, Abora did it.
And see, I don't see a problem with it. So I'm just going to, I think I'm going to just hold on tight to it for a little bit longer.
Okay.
And season 14 girls give a better trial on being nice. So.
Yeah. I think it's fine that role transitioning to a legacy position.
I feel like it too.
Yes. So wait, did you hear about this moment in Australia where the Australian Labor Party politician is talking about, because you know they're shooting Drag Race Australia, but they're shooting it in New Zealand. And
down
so
under.
this Australian politician is going off because she's like, we dropped the ball. They should be shooting it in Australia, not in New Zealand. Can we play a little bit of the clip? Because
yeah,
she's
really
it's yeah, from a legislative in. Like
the
like
MP.
Gathering. Right. And it's like, and it's a politician talking about Drag Race.
Yeah, yes, she was going in. I mean, she's basically doing the kind of thing that people would be doing if California didn't reopen itself to film stuff because it would go to Louisiana or Arizona or wherever. And like Sydney, New South Wales, they dropped the ball, according to this lady.
She is really mad about Drag Race. It's like
Because she's a super fan and she's mad that she can't go to set.
RuPaul's Drag Race is massively popular. It's not a case of they should have called us. We should have been calling them to say, what can we do to keep this production in Sydney? How can we make this more attractive for you? The makeup artists, the costume designers, the set designers, the lighting designers, the performers. This was their moment to showcase on an international stage what they were doing, and the New South Wales government didn't even lift a finger to try and keep that production in Sydney, embed streaming services in Sydney. Facts are facts, and this was a massive missed opportunity. It's sickening, and not in a good way, that the New South Wales government let Drag Race Down Under slip away, and the minister should sashay away and make sure it never happens again.
Turn.
Mama, she went off.
She said, turn. I have the references and I will use them.
Mama pulled through, honey. I bet she got receipts too. She looks like a girl that has receipts on deck ready. I live. Oh, she was passionate. She wasn't mad. She was passionate. There's a difference.
I mean, I'm mad that Vanity Fair is not a contestant after auditioning. Like, how do you say no to Vanity Fair when the host is wearing the wigs that you make? Like, honey.
Girl.
Sometimes. Yeah. No, and I don't want to see any H&M. I don't want to see it.
Dear Lord, the H&M. Ooh,
she was spitting mad. Yeah, it's okay for her to do Old Navy commercials every decade.
Okay, well, that's different. That's
is it?
That's couture.
Yeah, that's lower quality than H&M.
All right, you know. We want to thank you, Heidi and Closet, for joining us as our tip spot queen this week. Thank you.
Thank y'all for having me. Oh, it feels so good to be chatting with the girls.
Oh. Heidi and Closet is her name. Being soft and supple is her game.
Last question. What does the N stand for? Have we decided yet?
It stands for NASS. No, I'm joking.
Oh, book me now.
No, it literally just stands for N. Just N.
Oh, okay.
Oh my goodness.
We're gonna play you out with an amazing song as our rainbow spotlight this week. And this is Gap by Heidi and Closet featuring Widow Von Du. Thank you so much for joining us, Heidi.
Ooh, toothache and a headache.
And I want to remind, Heidi's on Sloppy Seconds. We do a whole full interview where she talks about sex stuff.
They made me do sexy talk.
So that's also out today.
Don't miss it.
Pups on lockdown, looking for their leashes. While online, I'm not looking for a meeting. Scrolling down feeds, thirst traps got you fiending. Wash my hands, got me bobbing and weaving. COVID-19, we're going to beat ya. Got sanitizer, bought by the leader. Stay at home if you got a fever. Take a couple steps, preferably a meter. I can't sing, but I'ma do my thing. You had me my feelings, but I kept saying, hold on tight before you lose it. Remember, I'm the queen that didn't change my name. Ah.
Yeah, you heard me. I said, get away, please. Don't step up, don't get near me. Oh, get away, please. Oh, yes, for you in the back. Yeah, get away, please.
One more lap, let's recap. I said, get away, please. Putting Ransler on the map. I said, get away, please. I'm talking gap, 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 gap. Get away, please. This song's about to rap. I said, get away, please.
This is the time where we get all those noises out because they will collapse the cave, the vibrations. So we have to get them out before we go in. We are going to go
spelunking.
Unking. Deep inside in the DMs. I'll read this one. I'll read this one because this is about you. This is from Mary. Hello, Race Chaser team. Willem, I am a straight and seemingly celibate woman, and I had a dream that you and I developed a friendship that developed into a full-blown intimate relationship. You can imagine how that somehow took me by surprise, but it was very vivid, and I must say you were much more gentle and tender than I would have expected. I must ask, have you or Alaska ever had confusing dreams about being in relationships with people that surprised you? My apologies at not having a drink to send you pictures of. Mary R. The wow. R is for romance.
First of all, that was Derek. That wasn't me in your dream.
Derek! She said, I love that you do Britney Spears in Vegas. She whispered in your ear.
Yeah, that was definitely Derek. It wasn't me. I don't remember my dreams when I wake up, so I have to say no.
I do sometimes. Mm-hmm. It depends. And I'm not saying this because they're sponsored, but since we've switched to a Helix mattress, I literally remember my dreams more. And my dreams have been better. So what? Helix mattress. Helix mattress improves your dreamscape. You heard it here first. None of these come to mind of like intimate sort of sex. I do from time to time have like sex dreams, but they're usually like, it's usually like not me, it's other people, but I'm like an omniscient like presence who is seeing it. So no,
very Gaga in sex dreams.
Last night on my Helix mattress, Derek Barry, was it you? Okay, do you want to read our next one? Thank you. Yes. Mary R.
This message comes from Jack. It says, hello, Gallup, gorgeous almost ladies of pod, JK Miss Thing, Dipperina, and the most honorable guest. Short time, first and last. I'll start with the bodiless picture of my dick. A natural pleaser both in length, girth, and upwards curvature. You may be able to tell the foreskin is fully retractable, which is what happens when you try to thrust it inside your BF's hole, but the hole is too dry, so instead you end up snapping the frenulum all the way. The end result is actually an improvement if you were wondering about post-accident functionality. This is my question. Should the season of RuPaul's Drag Race have offered tipping options for the viewers, considering the queens won't be able to tour for a while? What about season 12? Much love, Jack.
Aptly named, Jack. Okay, so the dick is sticking straight out. It does have a slight upward curvature.
It does. It looks like it would hit all the spots. It's furry, but it is winter, so it does have to keep hold somehow.
Exactly.
And the head is at its widest part, just as wide as the shaft, so it's pleasing in proportion also.
Yes, proportionizing. He's
got big arms, taking pictures in the gym, the beard is fierce. I honestly think that this is, you can look up all the girls' tipping info all over. World of Wonder's not even giving the girls their purses after modeling them. Do you really think that they were going to be quick to put up a Venmo address until we got them to give them the bags? So, I'm not surprised that they haven't put it up, but you can find out all their information yourself if you'd like to tip them very easily.
What Willem said completely, because you do have the tipping option. Everyone has made their, you know, you can, and if you don't know their Venmo or their PayPal, you can buy their merchandise, which is a great way of showing your support and supporting the girls during this time when they're not able to tour. And that goes for queens on this season, but also your favorite queens from all around, whether they're on Drag Race or not. So you do have the tipping option. The tipping option is there. Just buy their t-shirt. Buy my t-shirt. Buy my t-shirt. The next message comes from M.
Wait, I have a tip spot on my Beatdown show too that I've been doing, and the girls have been making money on there. I put up Giselle Barbie made like $500 from her doing the CeCe Pennington with the titties moving. So I've been putting up girls' tipping info for Beatdown as a way to help them during quarantine. And they've been thankful for it. So I'm glad that at least someone has the queens in mind. I mean, Drag Race does give the girls a national platform, so it's not like they aren't doing anything, but like, you know.
Yeah, which is great.
Other than sitting on those bags, incubating them for DragCon when they were going to let people like ooh and ah over them, I bet.
And speaking to that, we're there is a tipping option on the Drag Queen of the Year live stream. And so all the tippers, I think the top tipper is going to win a prize of some kind. And all the tips are getting split among the contestants. So that's also a fun tipping hedron.
Tipper whore. Tipper gore.
Tipper whore. The next message comes from M. Ooh, hi, Willem in Alaska. Long. New listener and first time writing into the pod. Race Chaser has been such a wonderful boon to my work and my home life. You two and Tipper are the co-workers I wish I had. I started watching Drag Race in the summer of 2020, since it was such a wonderful escape from pandemic land, USA, and the recent chronic illnesses I've acquired. I've finished my binge of Drag Race and have been listening to Race Chaser as I randomly pick seasons to rewatch that y'all have covered. I love that you're doing that. Thank you. I made it to season 3, episode 3, Queens in Space, when I finally found something to write in about. Willem read Carmen Carrera's Space Age runway for her unfortunate combo glue spray adhesive wig pulling from her scalp. Willem compared her posture to someone having ankylosing spondylitis, commenced dying of laughter. I am living with AS and appreciate the shout out. While a hunched back and neck isn't the only symptom or manifestation of AS, I feel seen. No one ever knows about this disease. This will also probably be the only time I will ever be compared to the beauty that is Carmen Carrera. I have AS, and its shitty symptoms are what brought me to Race Chaser and Drag Race. It's all come full circle. Thank you so much for putting out hours of entertainment to fill my stretching breaks, evening baths, and sleepless nights. If you can't laugh at yourself, how the hell are you going to laugh at anyone else or some shit like that? Keep up the good work, dolls, and Dipper, M, pronouns she, her. Oh my gosh, thank you, M. Who knew?
How did you have that on the tip of your tongue, Willow?
It's my ex's dad has it, and my ex's best friend has it. So it's just something I knew about.
How do you say it?
Ankylosis spondylitis, I think, or ankylosis spinitis.
Okay.
It basically means when your spine fuses, kind of, especially at the top, and it can be marked by like a curvature of like a humpback, kind of right there, like someone's looking right down, like at the phone, kind of. It sucks.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that message, Em. And thank you for listening along with the episodes as you watch them, because that's what we do this for. Mm-hmm. That's what it's designed for. It's what we live for. We thank you so much, Em.
Yes. This next message comes from Brox. Hey, big could get it Dipper, Willem, and Alaska. Two hands, deep friend of the pod, and only second time writer. I was ignored the first time, Dan. My fake name is Brox, as in onlyfans.com/Brox. That's BROCKSBETTERHELP. I recently moved into a new apartment and have since I've had trouble with roommates being interested in me before, which I don't recommend for anyone to try at home. I've decided to imply to him that I am also a big power bottom, just like him. I also told him I love to wear thongs, which I do, after he told me that's a huge turn off for him. Everything was going according to plan, but suddenly he was jealous about me getting all the attention from bottoms. Have you ever had any trouble with roommates being attracted to you? What about being jealous about you getting more dick? Come to Brazil. Force of habit. I moved from there. Brox. This is the front and this is the back. Includes the balls, foreskin, and face.
Honey, this is the front, and this is my comeback.
I'm not sure if there's any cum in there, but maybe if he pushes out and tightens up, we might see a droplet. A spooglet.
I love the sort of strappy, it's like a jock strap with a matching sort of shoulder strap, black strappy moment. Mm-hmm. I love for the ass pick, but definitely framing the prodigious ass very nicely.
And that lamp, is that Restoration Hardware?
That, yeah.
Exposed piping in the ceiling.
Definitely. I mean, this is a decor dream, this place. And also, what a view. Look out that window. I mean, look behind the giant dick if you can see through the window. Behind the giant dick is blocking most of the view, but you can see a great view of the city.
Beautiful. I think it's 180 degree views. The penis in portraiture mode is blocking some of the skyline, but honestly, this dick is noteworthy.
And scroll down. We've got a face pic. Brox is hanging out on the side of a steamy bath, a steamy pool outdoors.
A soaking tub of some sort.
Looks
and
like Palm Springs or Joshua Tree.
Very Joshua Tree moment. He has he has a cute little Mario-themed tattoo on his leg. So he's...
I've completely forgotten the question.
He is not a bottom. His roommates... He thinks one of his roommates likes him, so he is trying to do stuff to avoid his roommate's affections, like saying he's also a bottom. Okay. And he wears thongs, which his roommate doesn't like. You know what? Someone's always going to want to be you when you look like this. So if you can't figure out a way to handle it, ask somebody ugly. Because I don't know. I surely don't know what to do.
Well... Simple communication is always going to be something that that I promote.
Should be avoided.
And encourage.
Oh, okay.
No. No. You should just tell him, look, we're roommates and I don't get involved with my roommates. So, you know, we're just going to be roommates and friends and that's that.
Why doesn't he just tell him he'll give him a 15% off bundle discount on the OnlyFans?
I mean, that's also a very good idea. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Bundle. Yeah. She's a bundle girl.
Bundleisha. Have you ever had a roommate
Gagatronda?
For you? I got the sweatpants. Have you ever had a roommate that vied for attention or affection while you were living with them? I mean, I know you lived with Sharon Needles once.
No, because once people see how I really live, they don't want to fuck me at all. I'm just
Oh.
We're
gonna end this episode. No. Gotta
go. No, I've well, you know, I take that back. It has happened, but because of clear communication, it has never been an issue.
Yeah, I had a roommate once and he was gorgeous, and I think I was like 19. And I was jealous because I thought he was fucking Ewan McGregor after the Moulin Rouge DVD release party. And then when we woke up, I realized it wasn't Ewan McGregor and he just fucked a rando with an accent. So I wasn't jealous anymore.
Oh, okay.
So that solved that. Yeah. I was performing as Satine at the party.
Yeah, smoldering temptress, I bet.
Girl. Diamonds weren't the only thing that were best friends.
Inside a giant elephant. Coming down from the ceiling, coughing up blood into a hanky.
You know why she was coughing up blood? She was on that elephant trunk.
We want to thank you so much listening to
Hot
Goss. And thank you to Heidi and Closet for joining us for our tip spot.
Tip spot.
Tell Heidi to get her bags out the back. She can't leave them back here. She needs to put them in her car. She can't be in and out of here all night in the dressing room.
This dressing room is for showcast only. I'm so sorry, honey. There's a hallway next to the kitchen.
Maybe the DJ will let you put it in his booth.
I love drag. Okay.
Me too.
You can send us your questions via email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. And
we also have bonus video content, which you will love, at patreon.com/Willem. And you can find that content by using the hashtag racechaser. Just search it, and then you can watch all the videos a la carte. You pay us $1, and you can see it all, bitch.
Yes, and we'll continue to release some of our Patreon content from 2019 for free now on YouTube. So make sure you're subscribed to both Willem and Alaska on YouTube. Hit the bell icon so you get notifications.
Follow us on Instagram at Willem, at the Only Alaska 5000, and at Race Chaser Pod and Mom Podcasts.
And that link on Instagram at Race Chaser Pod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm. Wear a mask, wash your hands, put a towel on the bed first, and stay safe and healthy.
We'll be back next week with more
steaming,
scalding, boiling.
Ooh, the queens are outside.
My mix is starting.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.